From Argus Media, this is Driving Discussions, a podcast series focusing on the forces affecting North American road fuels. Greetings and salutations once again, one and all. Jason Metko with you, Associate Editor of U.S. Products here at Argus. And on this episode, we're catching up on the world of MTBE with our senior reporter on the subject, Mr. Stephen McGinn. We'll be diving into pricing as of mid-March of 2024, what's been driving prices recently, and how some Mexican politics later this year might play into the market. Stephen, welcome back. Good to have you as always on the presentation. Let's discuss some economics to lead off with U.S. MTBE, where it's priced at as of the middle of March, and how this all relates to Mexico.
Okay. Thanks for having me, Jason. Glad to be back, man. Always, always. Yeah. U.S. MTBE were priced a little over $3 a gallon, and we've kind of hovered there for the last couple months or so, right around $3 a gallon, but we're elevated a little bit. We're about $3.18 a gallon as of our talk. U.S. Gulf Coast region saw some maintenance activity the front part of this year, which cut into some supply levels, but production has improved this month and should we expect it to improve over the next several weeks. Some makers are still in the process of building up inventory. So prices remain elevated relative to other regions like the Far East. So that makes the U.S. Gulf Coast, therefore Mexico, an attractive region for imports. And matter of fact, we're monitoring a substantial cargo making its way to the U.S. Gulf Coast from Saudi Arabia. It's loaded up with MTBE. We expect that to be blended for export with the leading destination to be Mexico.
So when we had you on last time, we discussed how much MTBE is basically sent down to Mexico. Where is that right now? How much recently has been making its way south of the border, Stephen?
Sure. So Mexico remains primary destination for U.S. imported MTBE and has been for a long time. We expect that to continue. Just looking just 2 months ago in January, Mexico took in about 112,000 tons of neat MTBE sent from the U.S., and that's up 24% from January last year. Represented about 82% of all U.S. MTBE exports. So when you look at like the main or the market share of neat MTBE from the U.S., Mexico takes in about two-thirds to three-quarters of all U.S. MTBE exports. So, again, going forward, U.S. MTBE trade for Mexico, it's a key element in the overall fuel trade between the two nations.
He is our senior reporter on all things MTBE, the great Stephen McGinn. This is another edition of Driving Discussions. Stephen, what's the main driver going forward here for fuel markets in Mexico, specifically MTBE?
Sure. Again, you recall our last discussion. We talked a little bit about that new refinery, the Dos Bocas refinery down in Mexico. Now, refineries expected, according to Mexico's president, to be operational in April. Some industry market watchers have said they don't expect it to start until the front of 2025. But again, I don't know. I don't have refinery property in Tabasco, so I don't see it firsthand. So regardless, Mexico has no plans to establish its own octane enhancement program. So Pemex will not be making MTBE domestically, which affirms U.S. MTBE makers as the key to Mexico's octane boosting supply. So bottom line, if Pemex makes gasoline, if they make it at that new refinery, they're going to need to buy MTBE.
You mentioned Mexico's President Obrador. This is it for him. We are in an election year down south. Can you tell us a little bit about the politics at play right now down there?
Oh, yes. Very, very exciting political theater going on right now. Almost as exciting as the U.S., but let's dig into that a little bit. So Mexico will elect a woman president this year, expected. Claudia Sheinbaum or Xochitl Galvez. So Sheinbaum is the leading candidate, and like current President AMLO, is a former mayor of Mexico City. And on the surface, she's expected to continue to build on AMLO's energy policies, which favor Pemex in that monopolistic fashion. She said very little on the fuel policy, but it's appeared tougher on some of those Pemex emissions policies. But she supports the country's nearshoring policy and said it's going to require a major sector build out for the energy, you know, the energy sector. So she could be more open than UNLO on private sector participation, but that remains to be seen. She confirmed Pemex as the primary player in Mexico. So again, there's a lot to interpretation.
Okay, the other side of that coin, what if Galvez wins? What do we expect there?
So Galvez has called for a fundamental reform of Pemex to rescue the company's financial health. She'd reopen all energy sectors to private energy, private sector participation. That would be a big move. And the idea that Mexico would bolster itself to private investment, it'd be massive. But I have to have the opinion that it would not necessarily rev up the investment we saw across the sector, upstream, downstream, like we saw 10 years ago. The saying goes, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Pemex is ingrained into the social fabric of the country, and it's a source of pride. And they won't, it's not going to be easy to give in for them, you know, despite their financial worries.
Now, if memory serves, they're not going to have to wait as long to vote for a president as we are with all the political ads. I think it's June sometime, right?
Correct. June 2nd. So in 3 months, we're going to know who the leader of Mexico is. So I think that'll be a perfect time to reinvigorate our chat again.
I agree with that, Stephen. Let's do some time in June. Thanks for always coming on the presentation, my friend, and we'll talk to you in a couple months.
Sounds good, Jason. Been a pleasure.
And there he goes, our senior reporter on methanol and MTBE, Stephen McGinn. With that, we conclude yet another edition of Driving Discussions, a production of Argus Media, a leading independent provider of energy and commodity pricing information. This reminder to check out our previous episodes in the series. And for more information on Argus's methanol and MTBE coverage, please visit argusmedia.com/chemicals/argus-methanol-services.